Yep.
Hello, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions, sir, about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Okay?
Like what?
Well, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or you won't vote?
Will vote? Hell yeah, I'm going to vote.
Okay. Wonderful. So, definitely. If you don't mind me asking, what's your age?
62.
Oh, young, man. Now you don't feel like it, huh? But it's still young, though. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask you for your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed?
White.
Okay. And can you please tell me the level of motivation for voting of next year's presidential elections in November 2024 from the scale from 0 to 10? 0, you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
Yeah.
So how motivated are you? 10, okay. And regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Probably more Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not so strong?
Well, I'm more conservative Democrat.
Okay, so a strong Democrat.
I'm a practical pragmatic.
Okay, so strong and Democrat.
And those are logic.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I think we're doing really good considering they had all these little taboo things that were going to fall flat on face, and I think we're doing extremely well considering could have been way, way different. So, yeah,
okay.
I'm actually satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay. You're satisfied. Now, which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change, environmental issues, improving K-12 public schools education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, gun regulation and reform, inflation of the economy, crime and violence, protecting the democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking size of government, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable.
Holy cow. I think there's a few things else in there, too. I think you got to start getting people on the same page, working towards the same goal, and hopefully we won't have as many people dying of homelessness, and the Reagan economics have not worked, so we have to try something else to spread things out to make them a little more equal. How that is done, I'm not really sure. But until that happens, everything else is going to go. It's not going to be able to fall in place. And the
okay,
way
so
the house is, oh my God, I don't know why we're pissing away our money.
Definitely. I understand. So that would actually probably go under like protecting our the
democracy
and freedom.
Yeah.
Okay. What's another one maybe? Climate change, public school, abortions, gun regulation, reform.
I think you definitely have to look at the climate change. Hey, I live in Arizona. We just fried our ass off and set the Guinness World Book of Records in the United States for having to be the hottest place in the United States for a month.
Wow. You guys get it really bad over there, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, I got a homeless lady living in my front yard so she wouldn't die.
Wow.
From nobody, but, you know, you got, plus she's got a dog, too. So you just do what you can do, you know.
Definitely. Okay, well, how about this one? Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by United States Supreme Court?
No. Some, no. Some, yes.
Okay. So you was like somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove of them?
Somewhat disapprove of them because they think they're above the law. Some of them.
Okay. And how about like, you know, generally speaking, right? How would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or growing worse, or getting worse?
It feels very fragile. And when I hit 64, I'm a little more 65, and resources might dry up a little more, so I'm trying to plan a little bit more ahead. But right now, I'm trying to just dig my way out and being on Social Security disability and trying to navigate all that bullshit and all the craziness. And when you can go and buy an AK-47 and go and kill people so easily that it's beyond my brain can handle it.
Okay, so you say you know, getting worse
then. Being able to go back to work, it's like suicide. It is.
Okay.
I know. I've been so stressed out.
So let me ask you about this. Now, thinking about like race relations in America today, right? Do you think things are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think it's a flux, and I think there's still a lot of denial. And unfortunately, until some of the older generation die off, I don't think it's going to get a lot better.
Okay, so you say about it's getting worse then, right?
Yeah, in secret, we'll say.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not so often, or not at all?
Every day I probably talk on the phone because they automatically assume I'm a guy because I have a low voice. And then when I correct them, they still don't get it. It just goes on and on.
Wow.
You know, rather than checking it out. I mean, even at work, when I started working, the one guy asked me if I take pills for my voice, and I was clueless. I was like, what? And then I finally got it. It was like, well, that was kind of rude, but... Oh.
Okay. Yeah, so you would say you, like, not... So you get it, like, often, but not... Not that often then?
I would say at least 4 or 5 times a week I have to deal with crap. Either I let it go or maybe fight. You gotta pick your battles.
Okay, so very often then, right? That's what would probably fall under. Okay.
And plus I'm a lesbian too, so.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference? In your everyday life, would you say like very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I don't think much. I think I scare people. I'm only 5'5" too.
Okay, so not at all then, right?
No, not really. Once in a while, but still few and far between.
Okay. So how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very,
very,
or,
very concerned. Very, very, very concerned.
Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning, you know, very warm, favorable. 0 means very cold, unfavorable. 50 means not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. If you don't know, if you don't have an opinion, you never heard of it, just let me know. Tim Scott.
Oh, shit. The torches went through the glass. Taylor Scott. I don't know who that person is.
Okay. How about the Republican Party? What would you rate them from 0 to 100?
What was 0 again?
0 was... very cold, unfavorable.
Yes, 0.
Okay, how about Donald Trump?
Zero.
How about the National Rifle Association or the NRA?
I'd say 10.
Okay. The Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights.
I'm not very familiar with that agency.
Okay. How about Cornell West?
It sounds familiar, but I'm pretty sad though.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
100.
Okay. Black Lives Matter.
100.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornell West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Cornell West?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Like, very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all?
I'm pretty worried. I keep my eyes open, always.
Okay, so it's a very worried then. I would like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Yes.
You strongly agree or somewhat?
I strongly agree.
Okay. How about the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of the black Americans?
Strongly agree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income equality in society.
You say that one again?
The government should do more to lessen income equality in society.
Lessen income equality. Lessen income.
Yeah.
That's like a double negative. I hate those. I would strongly disagree. It should be more equal.
Okay. How about artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now?
I agree, yeah, to a degree.
somewhat agree or somewhat?
Somewhat agree, yeah.
Okay, how about America's diversity makes it stronger?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
I somewhat disagree. If you're an asshole, yeah, it doesn't matter what color you are.
How about abortion access should be legally protected right in this country?
I strongly agree. Hold it. According to who?
Overall. So abortion access should be legally protected in this country. So
I strongly agree, yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to read two statements that some people have made. Tell me which one you agree with the most. Statement A says parents should have the direct say on their education and their children's receiving, including books they have access to. Parents should have the right to their own beliefs to limit the books in our libraries can carry. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with the more?
Oh my God, that was fast. I think it was the latter one where you have to have diversity. You have to have material because if people can look at it all and have all the facts to make a good decision. If not, then you're biased.
Okay. So that'll be like with B then. So, you know, basically teachers have to teach multiple points of view, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, within their, you know, I mean, they have their own little hierarchy, and they know what they're doing. And they went to school for it.
Definitely. Okay. Well, I'm going to read a list of things that some people say are important in our democracy to survive. Please use the scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning you're extremely important. 5 means somewhat important. 0 means not important at all. If you use 0, you can use between 0 to 10. Quality K through 12 education.
Extremely important, 10.
Okay. A fair and equitable court system.
Oh, say that one again.
A fair and equitable court system.
Court system. Oh, like Donald Trump's doing. 10.
Okay. Religious freedom.
10.
Free and fair elections.
10.
Traditional family values.
10.
Secure borders.
10.
Affordable health care.
10.
Strongly military.
10.
Okay. And I want to read two statements. Read you some statements that people have made that can improvements to the country. Use a scale from 0 to 10, which means 10, you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree with the statement. 0, you don't agree at all. Use anywhere between 0 to 10. First statement says, over the last few years, a stacked extremely conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected students' debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives. We need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just for the wealthy and powerful. What do you think of that?
I agree.
Strongly agree.
Yes, strongly agree. That this doesn't work for us.
Okay. And this one says, American democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we will risk losing everything we have gained.
I agree.
And, you know, sometime over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me know if you guys can rate your level of motivation of voting in next year's presidential elections, November, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not motivated at all to vote next year, and 10, you're extremely motivated. So what would you fall under, 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And this one, so just switching gears a bit, these few questions are statistical purposes only. What's the last year of schooling you completed? 1/11, high school graduate, some college vocationals, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
I have an associate's degree.
Okay. So that'll be, okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children age of 18 or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking of the approach on political issues, do you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Mm-hmm. Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay.
I go off kayaking.
And how would you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Redneck.
Okay. Rural?
I'm in town, but I wouldn't call it a city, but it's not really urban. It's kind of between townish and city, I guess.
Okay. So rural. All right, cool. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Okay. And that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your participation this evening. Appreciate that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Have a great one. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.